Important aspects of culture can seep their way into nearly every aspect of life. One way in which we see this today is the importance of dance and song in Brazilian culture and the way it seeps its way into many aspects of Brazilian life. One place that this is exemplified is in the World Cup, as seen through the Brazilian national team. This was truly shown in the 2022 World Cup by the Brazilian team and their celebrations. One example of this is after Vinicius Jr. scored the opening goal. He celebrated with a dance with Rafinha, Neymar, and Paquetá. And the song inspiration for this dance was called Pagodão do Birimbola by Os Quebradeiras, Melsic, and Machades. This is seen again after Neymar scored from a penalty kick and they danced to Os Crias de Selecao by Os Crias and DJ Daroca. And yet another example of this is after Richarlison's goal, he did the pomba or the pigeon dance, which is inspired by the song Dança do Pombo from Os Perseguidores and MC Faisa. One aspect of this that was fascinating to me is how these dances are able to gain so much popularity for the songs that they represent simply by being seen and being associated with that song. The idea of a song gaining popularity by association with its dance is not something that's new, especially in the soccer world. One example of this is seen with the song Ai Se Eu Te Pego, which became the number one hit song in Brazil and 23 European and Latin American countries. And it rose to popularity after Neymar danced to the song and Real Madrid players Marcelo and Ronaldo celebrated their goals with the choreography of the song. Despite the fact that no one in the audience was hearing the sound of the music along with the dance, because the dance was associated with that song, it was able to rise to huge popularity. Although it appears like a fun and lighthearted way to celebrate, dance in the soccer world has become a topic of controversy over the last few years. Many have come out and called for an intervention with people who dance in the World Cup, saying that it's disrespectful to the other teams that they are playing against. Much of this criticism was specifically targeted at Brazilian teams since they were notorious for dancing after goals or after winning. The head coach of the Brazilian team, Chichi, responded to this criticism by saying, "It is just a characteristic we have and we are natural about it wherever we are. Just as we respect Arab culture and that of other countries, we have to respect our own. We respect our way of being." Additionally, one of the Brazilian players, Vinicius Jr., responded to the criticism. He explained that his dances, in addition to the ones that are danced by Paquetá and other players, are from Brazilian funk, samba, and reggaeton, and African-American artists that celebrate the cultural diversity of the world. Coach Chichi also said that it's not a way of disrespecting the opponent, it's a way of showing self-respect to the culture while also respecting the opponent. The responses from the Brazilian team show the importance of dance in Brazilian culture. One Brazilian sociologist, Gilberto Freire, explained that the distinctive style of play that Brazil has is due to the undeniable link between dance and soccer. One dance that he specifically links soccer to is the capoeira dance. He explains that in football, as in politics, a feature of the Brazilian racial blend is a taste for bending the rules and an element of surprise or frills that calls to mind the dance and steps from the capoeira. Each type of dance has its own unique history and roots. For example, capoeira, with its roots dating back to the time of slavery, and samba, which with its roots tracing back to African immigrants. By the Brazilian national team dancing after celebrating, it is not only honoring their team and what they've done, it's also honoring the Brazilian culture and what they are representing with their team. There's a Brazilian expression, tudo acaba em samba, which means everything ends in samba. This expression basically implies that whatever goes on in the day can be expressed in dance and shows how dance transcends language and cultural barriers. The celebratory dances performed by the Brazilian national team are proof of this in itself. Whether one is Brazilian or not, anyone who watches the celebration can understand and feel the joy of the players as they celebrate. Especially given the World Cup as a combination of multiple cultures, I find it very important that the Brazilian team and all other teams continue to represent their culture in whatever ways that they see appropriate, whether it be dance or other forms of representation. Not only are these dances representation of the Brazilian culture, but they also impact the Brazilian culture as well by bringing new songs to popularity and showcasing different forms of dance.